I'm not going to lie. I miss this guy in studio. I miss him. Dr. Theron Schuette, our school superintendent. He's on the mend. It's good to have him here, at least telephonically. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Yeah. Let's recap the school board meeting. What can you share?
Yeah, we had a lot of really neat recognitions to open up the meeting yesterday. We had three of our fifth grade students who were top place finishers in the American Legion essay contest, What the Flag Means to Me, read their essays to the board and the audience. Ileana Arialano, Sahara McCauley, and Naomi Lewis. We also had one of our new student club organizations at the high school, FCCLA, which stands for Marshtown High School Family, Career, and Community Leaders of America, come forward. They had attended a state convention, and three of their members, Olivia Weiss, Kendall Brummel, and Joseph Gill, qualified for presenting their project at the National Leadership Conference in Washington, D.C. this summer, which is exciting. And we had two of our speech students receive all-state recognition in individual speech, Jalen Fogarty in after-dinner speaking, and Nolan Sawtell in radio news announcing. So that was super cool and a great way to get things opened up. We also had one of our high school students, who's a foreign exchange student from Germany, come in and speak to us, Maximilian Shire. He's staying with Paul and Carrie Barr, and he talked a lot about his experiences as a foreign exchange student and how much he's enjoyed being at Marshtown High School, being involved in a lot of extracurricular activities, and I know the Barrs have exposed him to a lot. I think 30 years ago, an uncle was also a foreign exchange student who stayed with Barrs, which was kind of a very cool connection. As far as the regular meeting went, we had Todd Carl and Eric Whedon brought forward our annual summer projects, which just under $400,000 worth of projects at all 10 of our schools to maintain the facilities that we have. We also awarded a number of additional contracts for the Reimagine Miller Project, for which next week we'll have a groundbreaking ceremony at 4:30 at Miller. Anyone's welcome to attend. And then there'll also be, shortly after the brief groundbreaking ceremony, there'll be some guided tours if people want to see one more time Miller before it gets reimagined over the course of the next 3 years. We signed off on the Certificate of Substantial Completion related to the electricity work at Franklin Field. So the only thing left at Franklin is the track surface, which will be placed this June. Approved some Chromebook replacements, which is an annual thing since we're a one-to-one district. We did our benefits renewal for insurance for the coming year for our employees. And then Randy Denham had led a special public hearing meeting at the beginning of the meeting, and then also gave his presentation for, I believe, the second time on our certified budget, which is unfortunately going to result in the tax rate going up a couple dollars per thousand. We're going to continue to work diligently to sustain that tax rate and or lower it in the future, if at all possible, as we've done in the past. But it's been kind of a perfect storm with low state supplemental aid, some declining enrollment. For the first time in a decade, we've filled almost every special ed teaching and paraprofessional position, which has increased our costs, which has increased our special ed deficit. And the way you recapture that deficit is through taxes at the local level, since the federal government doesn't fulfill their obligation in paying for 40% of that service. So it's kind of been the perfect storm of things there. And I know nobody likes taxes being raised. And, of course, in addition to that, we have the bond referendum coming into play as well. But so it was kind of a lengthy meeting, but it was a lot of good information.
Yeah. What I really want to know is, are you going to be there at the Miller groundbreaking with a hard hat and one of those ceremonial shovels?
So it's nice that you asked that question. I will be there, but we are going to have some fourth grade students from each of our elementary schools that will kind of be our special in the front groundbreakers, along with our school board primarily, and then a lot of us will be standing behind that are involved in the project as well.
Okay. All right. That's good. Hey, it's good to get you on the radio always, regardless of whether you're, you know, on the phone or here, but I prefer here. I hope to see you soon, okay?
I hope to be there in May.